All righty. Today's practice, injury-wise, David Osbury did not practice today with the foot. Vincent Brown did not practice today with the hamstring. T.J. Carey was full today with the back. Chimichekwa did not practice today with a hamstring. Keith McGill did not practice with a groin. Marcel Reese was limited today with a quad. Carlos Rogers did not practice today with a knee. And Justin Tuck was limited today with a knee. What questions do we have?
Watson got hurt the other day. Is that something where he just got hurt on the play and he had to take a play or two off, or is it something that might linger because he was out?
No, I don't think it'll linger.
Okay.
I mean, I think it was just an in-the-game thing, but at that time we weren't sure, you know, to the degree of it, you know, one way or the other, but he was fine. You know, we tested on the sideline and then put him back in.
Are these injuries with Reese and Tuck, are they things that you're going to have to manage maybe throughout?
Yeah, they're things that I'm going to have to manage. That's why I'm calling them limited right now. You know, they go out and they do the work necessary at this point in time right now. But, you know, there's some things I need them to see, and then some things that, you know, quite honestly, they've seen before. So I think that we're going to have to play that smart for a little while anyways. You know, our next stop for real gas here is, you know, after that Thursday game down the road. So, you know, we'd have to manage that a little bit now.
Pete Carroll described Khalil Mack as almost unblockable and then said that Derek Carr is a terrific prospect for years to come. With that said, would you say that the rookies are maybe the silver lining to the season so far, if there was one?
Well, if there was one, I think there's several, but that's one man's opinion. What I would say is that, no, not necessarily. I would say that the rookies are obviously, you know, that's real encouragement, and I think there is a silver lining there, no question about it, and I'm glad you asked that question, to be honest with you. But, you know, because I look at those young players, and you know, it isn't only the rookies. You know, Menelik Watson, you know, we just asked a question about. I mean, that player really is like a rookie. You know, I mean, although he's been here for a year, he hadn't played, you know, and all of a sudden he's making a good contribution. Khalil Mack, T.J. Carey, you know, Derek, Jelly, you know, I mean, there's a bunch of them, you know, that have really done some good things there. And then, you know, you go back even to last year, and you look at Mike Rivera. I mean, we think Mike Rivera is a 5-year veteran, you know, and really he's just a, you know, second-year player. So, I mean, those young players have really done a nice job. And eventually, what has to happen to your team is that those players have to take over the team, much to the dismay of, you know, even the veteran players sometimes. You know, I mean, in other words, you have to do that. Your young guys, the core has to take over the team, you know, for you to be where you want to be down the road. You know, right now, they're really, you know, they have been bright spots, but, you know, I've been encouraged with some of the things the veteran players have done, too. When you watch how Charles Woodson played in the game the other day, to me, it's absolutely amazing. So,
excuse me for that. I actually said if you look, I meant to say if you look at silver linings.
Or yeah, that's
that
okay.
So, my apologies.
I do look at silver linings. So.
I think quarterbacks like Carr this year and Russell Wilson a couple years ago stepping in as rookies and playing very well. Are they unusual, or is that more of a trend now that quarterbacks are trained earlier, they're more ready earlier?
The one thing I do think is that the more you're watching, you know, like college football now, the more you're seeing wide open offenses, you know, offenses that are throwing the football around, you know, a bunch. Or you're seeing read option, you know, those type of teams, you know, that are doing some of that stuff. And that's transitioned into our league, obviously, as well. So, you know, I do think they're coming into the league a little bit more mature and a little bit more advanced than, you know, maybe in the past. And certainly from when I first came into the league, I mean, there's been some outstanding quarterbacks drafted, don't get me wrong. But, you know, to see some of that, you know, with the way Russell, you know, has played down there, you know, even his first year. And, you know, I really liked Russell coming out of, you know, in the draft. I thought he was a dynamic player. But, you know, when you see that and you see Derek and those things, I would call him a little bit more at this point unusual than usual, you know. I think it's been, you know, because our league is so hard and the defenses are so fast and they do so much, you know, I think it's a little bit more unusual than usual that you could find a guy that's mature enough, you know, to walk in there and handle the things that, that those players are handling.
Talked a little bit about the read option. Do you see that becoming more and more stay a staple in offenses, or is that something that...
I think until defenses catch up with it, it's 100% gonna stay, and it's hard to catch up with, you know, if you have the right trigger guy, you know. I mean, and they have a good one, you know. And you know, if you have one of those type of players, you know, that can run that package, it presents an awful lot of problems, especially if that player can throw the football, you know, and do some things like that, you know. And you're not, he's not a, you know, a specialty player per se, you know. He's out there all the time, you know, like Russell, and has the ability to do that and pull the ball, but then, you know, run the play action game and throw the ball down the field and do those type of things and create with his legs. You know, that's really, I mean, that's a hard deal to defend, you know. And I think those kind of players are here to stay. I think our league is really curious, you know, to gain players like that, you know, like a Colin Kaepernick or those type of players, you know. I mean, where, you know, you're looking at them and they're dynamic runners. And you know, usually those teams, if you look, and you look at the top rushing teams in the league, it's usually because they have, you know, a player like that at those positions.
With Khalil Mack, is it a process with rookies where they kind of get respect of the officials? I mean, it seems like there's holding calls and not being called against them. Is that something like, is that a process for rookies to kind of get that?
Okay. That's a good question. Well, I better answer carefully. I would say this. I would say that you know, I don't necessarily think it's a process. I just think that little by little, more and more, those guys show up, and they, you know, like Khalil drew a big hold against Arizona in the ball game, you know, where he came underneath Veldair, you know, on a play, and he drew a hold there. You know, I mean, I think it just depends largely on, you know, what that crew is calling and what that crew is seeing, you know, as the game goes on. But, you know, I think Khalil's done a really good job of forcing the issue in a lot of situations and is really, really close to having a, you know, he's had some really big games right now, just really close to, you know, to changing a game at some point here real fast.
Got to play a couple games ago where Woodson had the interception, runs it back, doesn't get a touchdown. You wind up kicking a field goal. You have this Carlos Rogers play last week where he jumps around, could have had a touchdown. Woodson had another ball that he wasn't able to come over on their side of the field. Is that a defensive touchdown, a play like that, and that just be
yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It can. There are a lot of different plays. You know, I mean, against the team that we're playing, you know, against Seattle, this, if you watch the film from the St. Louis game, it was a special teams play, you know. I mean, it was a wild special teams play, but a special teams play nonetheless, you know, that did it. And all of a sudden, you know, kind of got those guys going in that ball game, and, you know, they've played really well, you know, over the last couple weeks. So I think that, you know, it can be a play like that. Absolutely, it can be a play like that. You know, in that ball game, you know, one of the things we talked to our players about, and that, you know, games in the past, but the question's a good question because we're getting ready to play another one and we have to make these, you know, those kind of plays. But we had, you know, one fumble on the ground on a special team play and four balls hit off our face, you know, at different points during the course of the game. You know, at some point, you know, and as I said to the team, you can't rely on lady luck here. You know, I mean, we have to make those plays in those situations. So when they arise, you got to grab the ball and you got to go. You can't worry about, you know, leaving it to chance. So, you know, I have a lot of confidence that as those things start to turn, we'll make a bunch more of those plays. And once we make a few of those plays, it can really change the things around, yes.
Defensively, Seattle only has three interceptions this year. Mm-hmm. Does that give you more confidence to pass downfield against them?
Well, I mean, we have confidence to throw the ball downfield against anybody. I mean, we really do. And I understand, you know, listen, all due respect to Seattle. I mean, they're an outstanding team. You know, no doubt about it. Well-coached football team, you know, aggressive football team, plays hard. And when you're playing in their place, you better bring, you know, you better bring as many A games as you have. But all that being said, you know, Derek hasn't really been afraid to throw the ball down the field against anybody. You know, I mean, we've already, you guys have asked me that question over and over again, and we've talked about that. So, you know, but they've had the ball thrown down the field on them, you know, and that's happened. I think in our league, everybody does. So, you know, if the opportunity comes up, we're going to, you know, certainly test it.
Last three games or so, Winston's been in the box a lot more. Mm-hmm. Something that you saw when he came in as coach, any change, or what's been the
it just went moment? Back to the, honestly, it went back, you know, back to the bye week you know, evaluating kind of, you know, this is what these players' strengths are, you know, and let's try to have as many guys do what they do well, you know, and see whether or not that will help fix some of the problems. And, you know, getting Charles around the ball, you know, and in the box has always been a problem. And I only go by my history. In other words, trying to block the guy and him being around there, that's a pain in the neck, you know, when he's down in there and you're not sure and, you know, you got to account for him. But, you know, if you don't account for him and you leave him, he's going to find a way to make the play, you know. And that's been encouraging in the last few weeks. He's been in and around the ball that way and has made a lot of plays in the last couple weeks.